This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Hollywood is coming to a screeching halt.
The jig is up, AMPTP. We stand tall. You have to wake up and smell the coffee.
That's actress Fran Drescher, the president of the Screen Actors Guild. They're walking off the set today, joining writers on the picket line. KCAL TV's Lauren Posen.
The dual strikes have created a domino effect, impacting the food and restaurant industry, too.
We are Hollywood. I think that's what people forget, especially being here in the Valley. We have being Studio City, Burbank. We have all these big production companies here.
Lala's helps feed production crews both on site at some of the major studios and at their restaurant locations, like in Studio City.
We're not ordering as much food from our vendors. We're kind of just taking a step back.
It's the first combined strike since 1960. The actors' union is asking for higher pay, including royalties, and limits on how AI is used in the industry. Well, they'll be sweating while striking in the extreme heat. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Across a third of the country, it was another day of record sweltering heat, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat alerts. In Southern California, hot and dry conditions are fueling fires in Riverside County.
Today's a busy day for Cal Fire Riverside County Fire Department. Going to be a busy season for these firefighters.
And the hot temps will stick around through the weekend. The first over-the-counter birth control pill has just been approved by the FDA. Anyone can get it without a prescription. Dominique Mora lives in Philadelphia.
Easy access is the best access, in my opinion. You know, having women of all different sorts of backgrounds and money backgrounds being able to have access to such things is very important. Women should be able to have control over their bodies no matter what their situations are.
A federal jury has decided what's next for Robert Bowers, the man responsible for the deadly attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. Here's KDKA reporter Shelby Cassese.
The death penalty remains on the table in the Bowers case as it advances to the sentencing phase. The jury unanimously agreeing on three things. One, that Bowers was at least 18 at the time of the shooting. Two, that he acted with intent. And three, that there was at least one aggravating factor. For example, in this case, they determined some victims were especially vulnerable.
Today is Bastille Day in France. It was on July 14, 1789, when French citizens joined forces and stormed the Bastille prison fortress, which started the French Revolution. There will be celebrations through France today, including parades, fireworks, and flyovers that release trails of blue, white, and red smoke representing the French flag. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the wonderful, the effervescent, the always talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, July 13th. Glad to have you along with us. Mr. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well. Once again, my list of adjectives is ever expanding.
I like effervescent. You know,
effervescent is a good adjective,
right? Just it's like dropping an Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. See, Mr. Zommers, oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes I do feel that way, where I wake up in the morning, I plop in a glass of water and just fizzle away, and there goes all my energy.
A good bath bomb, right? That'll do you good. Clean out your pores and the sinuses a little bit. Well, good to have you along. Was up at Richland Center yesterday. Had a great time up there. The Patriotic Millionaires event, over 100 people showed up.
Wow.
At Richland Center. Yeah, nice. Great dinner by Dewey and Andrea and the whole folks there, the whole crew at the Phoenix Center, the bowling alley in Richland Center, and had a wonderful time. I think a lot of people are going to keep on coming back and learn about, I think, the best line that Erica Payne, the founders of Patriotic Millionaires, last night. She said, here's what we're not going to talk about. She proceeded to list all the really divisive, polarizing cultural issues of the day. She's like, we're not going to talk about any of that. We're here to talk about money and how a fair tax system will help all of us. And I think that got people's attention.
Yeah, their organization has a good focus. And yes. Because, yes, there are a lot of problems in the world, but they're like, here's something that we can address that is very concrete. Let's focus on that.
Exactly. So thanks, everyone who showed up last night in Richland Center. Look forward to some more sessions as the late summer and fall progress. Already we're at July 13th, the middle of July, as my granddad used to say, Pertner. Almost there, partner there. So it's the middle of July already. Cannot believe it. Coming up later this month, we're going to be up in Oshkosh, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, the big EAA air convention coming in. So making plans to be up there and on the road a little bit around Wisconsin as well. Great to get out. Actually ran into a couple of our regular callers last night. Bev from out in Richland County was there. And she said, hi, I'm Bev. It's great to put faces with voices. So that was a lot of fun to run into folks who listen to us regularly on the air.
For some reason, I thought that you already knew her outside the show.
No, I mean, she's just one of those friendly folks that you she's so nice. You'd think we knew each other all our lives, but yeah. She's just a great person, as the vast majority, if not all of our listeners are, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Coming up today, after the break here, Mr. Zommer is going to be queuing up a cut we're going to play for you from CNN last night on their program, and they had one of their colleagues, Chris Wallace, of course, the son of the legendary 60 Minutes announcer Mike Wallace. Chris Wallace was promoting his show for the weekend, in which he interviewed the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel. Of course, she's also Mitt Romney's niece, I believe, And she has taken out the Romney because she's disavowed her own relative because he's too much of a rhino, a Republican in name only, too much of a moderate. So now she's dropped the Rona Romney McDaniel to just Rona McDaniel. Anyway, she was on the show, and Chris Wallace is talking to her about the 2020 election and asking her essentially, I mean, you believe, as has been proven, correct, that you think the 2020 election was fair and accurate. And her answer is going to surprise you. Well, I maybe not surprise you. But it's astounding. Here we are in 2023 going into the 2024 election. And the top person in the National Republican Party still will not agree, admit to facts that Joe Biden won the 2020 election fair and square. So we'll play that when we come back. We're also going to ask you what your opinion is on this. I mean, do you believe that the election was fair and square? And what do you think about the head of the Republican Party who seemingly has questions on it yet? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls on that in this first hour. Also, we'll talk a little bit about, here's the deal. We're going to talk at some point today a little bit about this whole incident in Waukesha, but I feel like, if for nothing else, Mr. Zomer's sanity, I'm not going to bring it up in our first segment because this guy has been on the board since, you know, the crack of dawn this morning. And I believe now Pat Kreitlow talked about this incident in Waukesha. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
Did Stu talk about it?
He did.
So Stu talked. Kristen, and I listened to Kristen and Greg Bach on As Goes Wisconsin. They did a fantastic job breaking it all down. And then just on town call preceding us, you had Will and Luke did a great job breaking it down as well. So that would mean I would be the fifth host in a row today if I made this the leadoff thing.
But you'd still bring something different to it. And also, for people who are listening to hear, is the important thing. And it's pretty dang important.
It's pretty dang important. We will talk about it later on in this program. Going to ask it to you. Going to ask it this way. What would constitute in your work environment basically saying, I can't cross that line, that here is something that I won't do, or I'm going to speak out? What would motivate you in your job to do what this, I'm going to call her a heroic teacher in Waukesha, when she tweeted out on her own time, not on school time, on her own time, that she disagreed with the Waukesha school board policy, which said that she couldn't use a Dolly Parton song in her elementary choir because it included rainbows. I mean, good gosh. I'm sure there are a lot of great people at Waukesha. The people on the school board are not one of them. Back with more after this. It's the Tom Loveall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 86, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 65. Overcast skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zimmer is our producer and engineer. Always glad to have him along and glad to have you along as well. So, yes, we will talk about a little bit later in the show this incident in Waukesha, the Waukesha School Board voting 9-0 unanimous yesterday to fire a choir director because she dared to play a song by Dolly Parton and her goddaughter Miley Cyrus about rainbows and getting along. And they thought it was inappropriate because Miley Cyrus 10, 15 years ago was twerking, and they thought it was inappropriate for grade schoolers, and somehow connected that to the song and said she could play it. So the teacher on her own time tweeted out she disagreed. And last night, the school board said they weren't firing her for having the kids perform the song. They were firing the teacher because she made this tweet, had the audacity to speak her mind. Last time I checked, Constitution still guaranteed free speech. We'll talk about it later on this hour. But right now, I want to get to this story from last night on CNN. Chris Wallace, of course, who was with Fox News for several years and came over to CNN, the son of the legendary broadcaster Mike Wallace from CBS's 60 Minutes. He has interviewed the Republican National Committee chair, Ronna McDaniel, Romney McDaniel. I just like making fun of her name because, see, here's the thing. I mean, when Mitt Romney was a hot item, she was proud to use the Romney name. You understand? And then when Mitt Romney fell out of graces with the Trumpster, now, oh, geez, I can't have the Romney name.
It turns out all you have to do to get called a rhino and, like, excommunicated from your family is address that George Santos, or whatever his real name is a liar.
Right. Works every time. Anyway, Ronna McDaniel is her name, the Republican National Committee chair. Chris Wallace asking her whether the 2020 presidential election was on the level. Of course, former President Donald Trump has falsely claimed the contest was rigged against him by Joe Biden's supporters. That has been proven false. Over 60 court cases at all levels, all different types of reporters. It has been proven time and again the 2020 election was free, fair, and accurate. Of course, Trump is now the leading candidate for the Republican Party to be the nominee once again in 2024 to run against Biden in the general election. Wallace last night joined Laura Coates. She was anchoring CNN's prime time last night. Incidentally, there will never be a show named Primetime that does not bring to mind Chris Berman on ESPN. NFL Primetime. It's a great program. It was Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. Not that Tom Jackson, but another Tom Jackson. It was a great show. Anyway, this was CNN's Primetime last night with Laura Coates anchoring, interviewing Chris Wallace. So here's Laura Coates. She's setting it up. She's talking to her colleague, Chris Wallace. And then it cuts into this interview with Ronna McDaniel. We're going to play it for you. We might stop in between, but we're going to play the entire 2-minute clip here. Mr. Zimmers, you'd be so very kind.
Tell you, speaking of the Republican race, you did sit down with the RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, for your show this week. And she is still, well, frankly, she's hedging on whether Biden actually fairly won the 2020 election. Let's have a listen.
When did you stop being an election denier?
I think saying there were problems with 2020 is very real. I don't think that's election denying. I mean, Chris, I'm from Wayne County. We had a woman send a note saying, I'm being told to backdate ballots. We had to look into that. That's deeply concerning. When you have friends who are poll watching and being kicked out, that's deeply concerning. We have every right to look at that.
So this is a tactic that we hear from Wisconsin to the national level to now even rural McDaniel. Oh, we had reports. We had to look into it. Well, guess what? That was looked into time and time and time again. As we've said, the 2020 election has been proven to be fair and accurate. The former Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan from Janesville, Wisconsin, our very own native son, has said time and again, quote, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, unquote. That is from the former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Go ahead and play the clip.
A little more concern about, listen, look at
how... Wait a minute. Are you saying as the chair of the Republican Party that you still have questions as to whether or not Joe Biden was duly elected president?
Joe Biden's the president.
No, I didn't ask you whether he's the president.
No, I don't think that... Do you think he
won the election?
I think there were lots of problems with 2020.
He won the election. Pardon?
But ultimately, he won the election, but there were lots of problems with the 2020 election, 100%.
And that's fair.
But I don't think he won it fair. I don't. I'm not going to say that.
You're saying you're not sure, as the Republican Party chair, that he was the legitimately elected
president. I'm saying
there
were lots of problems with the 2020 election, and we need to fix it going forward.
Wow. There you go. So there was the clip where she would not give a direct answer. I mean, Paul Ryan at least will give a direct answer, right? He'll say Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election. Not hard to say. Well, so here's kind of the post analysis now by Laura Coates talking to Chris Wallace about this interview.
I mean, Chris, I understand the value of a yes or no response. You didn't get one there. So what does that pretend for the tone of this entire race now?
Well, look, there are an awful lot of people, an awful lot of Republicans who don't think that Joe Biden won the election fairly in 2020, even though he did, even though there were 60 court cases that said he did. And you've also got the front runner, the overwhelming front runner, Donald Trump, who flatly says that he won 2020. So I think, you know, as counterintuitive, counterlogical, counterfactual as it may be, it's hard for the chair of the Republican National Committee to come out and say flatly, no, it was a fair election and Joe Biden won it, even if most people believe that that's the case.
That is an astounding little snippet for me. I heard this last night. I played it again this morning. And you say, Todd, well, there's nothing really new here because this kind of narrative has been going on for a while. Here's what's new about it. Is we are now, even though it's July of 2023, we are already hot into the 2024 election. And that's a whole other debate we could do in a whole other show. Should the United States election process be shortened down? In a lot of countries, they can't even start campaigning until like 3-4 months before the election, which I think is actually, you know, we need to start looking at that. But that's another discussion for a different day. The fact is, in just over a month from now, right here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I believe listening to the Devil's Advocates the other day, Crudy and Dom, I believe Crudy said it's now been announced that this first Republican debate amongst presidential candidates is going to be at the Fiserv Forum, the home of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Marquette Golden Eagles in Fiserv Forum. So this, and remember, we've said this before, not just me, but our I call him colleague at this point, but ongoing contributor from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, who watches this national. Wisconsin is once again going to be the fulcrum point. In other words, whichever candidate wins Wisconsin in the general election in November of next year, most likely will be the president of the United States. That's how close the Electoral College vote is going to be. That's how important Wisconsin is. It's why the Republicans are going to have their national convention here. It's why the Democrats are going to have their national convention right over the border in Chicago. The Midwest, but Wisconsin in particular, is that important to being elected the next president of the United States. So we here in Wisconsin have an opportunity to try to force out, to try to sift out, winnow out the truth. And the truth is, it is indisputable that the 2020 election was free and fair. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. And you have now the head of the Republican Party saying she can't necessarily go along with that.
As Chris Wallace said, there are 60-some court cases that prove that Joe Biden won the election legitimately. And if you're saying, oh, they're using the court as a weapon, look at the Dobbs decision and all these other things. Right. It's not like it's the courts are all controlled by one party and everything's going one way. I just think that would also be a bad argument.
It's a very bad argument. And the fact that both attorneys and judges appointed by both Republicans and Democrats, they fought this in court. It's been proven in the courts. It's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the 2020 election was actually one of the most fair and free elections in our nation's history. In fact, Major Garrett from CBS wrote a book about it. An entire book of research about it. I'm in the middle of it right now. Great book. But when all of these candidates, or the ones that qualify, come to Milwaukee in just over a month, I hope that we start asking them questions. First and foremost, do you believe that the 2020 election was free, fair, and accurate? Do you believe that Joe Biden is the duly elected president of the United States? If you would have asked me 20 years ago, Todd, do you think that's a legitimate question to ask in a presidential debate? I would have laughed you out of the room. I'm like, why would you ever ask that? Right? Doesn't matter whether you're Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush or Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan. I mean, it's just it would have been unfathomable, you know, 20 years ago to think you'd have to ask that question. But here we are. I mean, there are still people out here in America and in Wisconsin, and I'm not making this up. There are people who believe that Michelle Obama is a man, and they believe that their children were adopted from Africa. I'm not laughing. I'm not making this up. This is part of the extreme cult-ish mega group. These are not Republicans. These aren't even conservatives. These are wacko, cuckoo bird, off-the-wall, crazy people that believe that Michelle Obama is a man and they adopted their kids from Africa. I mean, this is the spacey stuff we're in here. We have to be aware of this and call this stuff out. What do you think about the 2020 elections? Do you think they were free and fair? Do you think that this was a legitimate election in 2020 as we move into 2024? Is it legitimate to ask these presidential candidates in Milwaukee about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. You can also download the Civic Media app. There's a little button there to text us. Or to call in as well. Simply go to your app store, an iPhone or Android. Civic Media, download that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. Also a deal to have Aaron Zomers along with us. You as well. Take your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood actors are joining writers in a strike that will bring countless TV and movie productions to a halt. Actress Fran Drescher is the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
We demand respect and to be honored for our contribution. You share the wealth because you cannot exist without us.
Triple-digit temps for almost 2 weeks now in Phoenix. It's extremely dangerous for the homeless.
I fell asleep on some hot concrete, and my whole left side got third-degree burns on them. You know? So that's an eye-opener.
The FDA says yes to the first over-the-counter birth control pill.
Birth control should have been available to everybody. It shouldn't be something you need a prescription to get, not if you're completely healthy and you don't have any medical issues. And I hope that all pharmacies start to carry it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, our producer and engineer. Welcome you in as well. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Asking you right now, this segment, talked about it this last time, play this cut from CNN last night. Chris Wallace, the reporter, former Fox News, now with CNN, interviewing Rhoda McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, not giving Chris Wallace a straight answer on whether or not she believed the 2020 election was fair and whether or not Joe Biden was duly elected president of the United States. And as they point out, along with Laura Coates, in the analysis of that interview on CNN last night, part of the reason that Rhoda McDaniel can't give a straight answer is that Donald Trump is currently the far and away front runner for the nomination of her party for president of the United States in 2024, who's still going all over the country talking to anybody who will listen to him about how he feels he was still cheated out of the election in 2020 and that it was rigged which, of course, it was not. That is a fact. That's not my opinion. That is a fact. Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Republican, has said Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. Where does this set us up as we move into August next month, when all of the leading Republican candidates for president are going to be here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin? Should we be asking them this question? I think this should be a barometer. I think right out of the gate, and I believe Fox News is controlling the interview, so I'm sure it won't be. But I hope those of us who are going to be around that arena that week, I think that the representatives of each of the campaigns that's willing to talk to us, we should say, look, I got a simple question for you. Is Joe Biden the legitimate president of the United States? Was the 2020 election fair? Did Donald Trump lose? And did Joe Biden win? I can answer each of those questions in two or three words. It takes less than 30 seconds to get through those three questions, and then we can move on. What do you think? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Spell that out on your phone the old-fashioned way. Or, better yet, download the Civic Media app. You can download it at any Apple or Android app store. Download the Civic Media app. And there's a little icon to text us or to call in, either way. This is interesting because it comes on the heels of some other news yesterday. This from Mike Singleton. He's the senior executive at NBC Universal. He has retired, but he knows the ins and outs of Hollywood. He reports this: three former Fox Broadcasting executives joined together to formally apologize for helping create, quote, the Fox disinformation machine, unquote. So these are three former Fox executives, Fox News executives, who are now coming forward in light of this Dominion lawsuit, in light of the evidence that was put forward that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and the like actually don't believe what they're telling their viewers on the screen. Now these three former executives are saying this, quote, for what little it may or may not be worth at this point, Preston Padden, Ken Solomon, and Bill Reiner wish to express their deep disappointment for helping to give birth to Fox Broadcasting Company and Fox Television that came to include Fox News Channel. The channel that prominently includes news that, in the words of Sidney Powell's counsel, quote, no reasonable person would believe, unquote. I kind of like that. Using Sidney Powell, the Republican verbiage, against him. No reasonable person would believe. So just think of that and remember that. When you have friends or relatives, and well, Fox News said this, Hannity said that. Remember that their own attorneys, in their defense, under oath, said that Fox News was filled with news that, quote, no reasonable person would believe. They knew it was a sham. And they were part of spreading this message that we're talking about, this disinformation of the 2020 election. Most people who still are election deniers got this garbage on Fox News and other kind of right-wing social media stuff, I'm sure. Go to the text line right now, here at WMDX. Listener in Janesville, appreciate you listening on WMDX. Listener texts in and says this: add one more question. If the 2020 election wasn't legitimate, how can we trust the vote if you win? Well, that's a good question, right? If it wasn't, how do we know? But that's the point, you see, or at least part of the point, in gaslighting. In other words, trying to make us believe something true that they know isn't. It's gaslighting. And that's part of it. And Trygve Olson's talked about this is classic authoritarian fascism, is to confuse the electorate so much that they don't know what's true and what's real, and so they don't believe anything. That's the point. That's a great text, because that is the point, is to confuse the electorate, to sow seeds of distrust to the point where we don't believe anything is real and we don't trust anything or anyone. And you know what fills the vacuum of that void? An authoritarian fascist leader. It's all part of the plan. Another caller from WISS up in Oshkosh. Appreciate you texting in. Oshkosh Air Support. We're going to be up there later this month for the big EAA Air Convention. From Oshkosh on the text line says, glad to see Chris Christie is going to be in the debate. He's the only Republican candidate going against Trump. I agree on that. I don't know that Chris Christie has the money or the ability to get the nomination, but I agree 100%. Chris Christie at least is going for it and is willing to call out Trump to his face. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, if nothing else, it's going to be highly entertaining if Trump shows up in Milwaukee, and we're still not 100% he will. But if Trump shows up in Milwaukee and you got Trump and Christie, I mean, talk about a brawl. That'll be high-class information. Give us a call. What you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on this election denying. And as Republican candidates come to Milwaukee, should we be asking these questions and taking them on? Back to the text line. This one from Waukesha. WAUK in Waukesha in South Milwaukee, saying, quote, disinformation from left. Fox is watched and believed. Well, okay. Yes, Fox is watched. And yes, there are people that unfortunately believe them. But my point is their own attorneys, Sidney Powell's own attorney, Hannity's own attorneys, under oath in court, admitted under oath in court that the information that Fox puts out is not true. It's entertainment to drive numbers and to get money. So it's unfortunate that Fox is believed by some, because by their own attorneys under oath, they admit that what they're saying isn't true. Let's see what else we got here. Just looking down here, Manitowoc. Let's see here.
No, that was me. I was just testing something with the texting system.
All right, very good. Here's somebody from South Milwaukee saying,
it's the same person.
Absence of proof is not absence of fraud. Well, again, you know, this person thinks it's disinformation. Well, that's fine. But that's simply not true. Judge after judge, both judges appointed by Trump in courtrooms, judges appointed by Democrats, attorneys for Republicans, time after time, this has been tested. And even Republican lawyers, Republican judges have said that the 2020 election was free and fair and real. Very angry person down there in South Milwaukee. I mean, life is okay. We're going to be, don't be so angry. it's unfortunate when, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying today. When I was a Republican, I left the Republican Party in 2011. But back when I was Republican, Tommy Thompson, governor, said, you know, isn't it great to be a Republican? He said, you know, Democrats are always so angry. And now it's just flipped. Where this year at the state Republican convention, we had a picture on WisPolitics, who was there covering the convention. Republicans literally had to make little lapel stickers for themselves that said, it's okay to be a Republican. They can't even say, isn't it great to be Republican? They have to tell each other, kind of like Stuart Smalley, you know. Look at Al Franken's character from Saturday Night Live. Remember, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. It's okay to be a Republican. That's what they have to do. And they're always so angry now. And then making up these fallacies that, I mean, just hurtful, terrible things, blatant lies. I mean, this crap is still out there that some of these mega Trump people believe that Michelle Obama is a woman? I mean, come on now. I mean, you know, I mean, do they believe that unicorns are real? I mean, people like that need serious help. There's nothing we can do to help you other than to seek out counseling. That's just over the top stuff, quite frankly. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on a Thursday afternoon, sorry, July 13th, 2023. Let's go to this because, again, this kind of ties into this whole thing with Fox News. It appears that the Murdochs are souring now on Puddin' Fingers DeSantis. Why do I call the governor of Florida Puddin' Fingers? Because the man eats food with his hands. I'm not talking hamburgers and corn to cob. I'm talking pudding, right? He uses his three middle fingers to get pudding out of a cup, mashed potatoes. His staff won't allow him to eat in front of the cameras, doesn't like it. He's kind of a Neanderthal when he eats. Well, apparently it's not just me. Apparently now, in a Raw story entitled "Can Smell a Loser," report says the Murdochs are souring on DeSantis. Looking to move on from Donald Trump while still advancing much of the former president's policy agenda, the Murdoch family turned to Ron DeSantis as its preferred potential 2024 presidential candidate almost immediately after Joe Biden took office. But the influential family behind Fox News has in recent weeks soured on the Florida governor, according to a Rolling Stone report. Robert Murdoch, the family figurehead and billionaire mogul behind a sprawling media empire, has been the most vocal in his skepticism over whether a DeSantis comeback remains a possibility as the Florida governor continues to flounder and Trump's poll numbers continue to soar. Deanna Falzone writes in for Rolling Stone that the Murdoch family sees DeSantis' struggles and that it's not a good look, noting that at least one family member has suggested they should return to supporting who? Dun, dun, dun. Donald Trump. Quote, "Rupert's understandable worry is that we may end up being stuck with Trump anyway," unquote. That a senior Fox source told Rolling Stone. Quote, "And DeSantis is underperforming. Anybody can see that. And the Murdochs are seeing it too. Are the Murdochs ready to dump DeSantis and go back to Trump? We'll discuss it. We'll take your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tom Wall Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network."
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A mix of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Overcast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, from Racine and Kenosha all the way up to Amory and Hayward and Bayfield, Superior, over to Green Bay, down to Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, and all points in between. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday, the 13th of July, 2023. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What started this whole segment off was this interview last night on CNN. Chris Wallace, who used to be with Fox News, now switched over about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to CNN. And talking, had this interview with Rona McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, in which she refused to say that the 2020 election was 100% legitimate and that Joe Biden is legitimately the president, duly elected, and that Donald Trump lost the election. And she can't say that because she's stuck with this front-running candidate, Trump, who's still running around saying the election was stolen, even though we know that's 100% untrue, been proven untrue. And talking, should these Republican candidates coming to Milwaukee next month for the first presidential debate, should they be asked this question? I could even make it more simple. Because again, we have the cut from Paul Ryan. We played it 100 times or more on promos on this network, in which Paul Ryan says Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election. So the question to Wisconsin Republicans is this. Who do you believe? Do you believe Paul Ryan or do you believe Donald Trump? Because you can't believe both. You can't be a Paul Ryan supporter and a Donald Trump supporter. And I'd just like to know who is with Paul Ryan and who is with Donald Trump. Paul Ryan said he will not be at the 2024 election, or pardon me, convention of the Republican Party in Milwaukee next year if Donald Trump is the nominee, because he's a loser. Paul Ryan's words, not mine. So who do you believe, Paul Ryan, or do you believe Donald Trump? And at the same time, we have this story on Raw Story we're talking about before the break. Rupert Murdoch, the Murdoch family, who of course controls the Fox News empire, they're getting close to abandoning their support for DeSantis and going back to Donald Trump. According to this story, Raw Story, another Fox insider used the quote-unquote loser tag in assessing how Rupert and his son Lachlan Murdoch, Fox News's top executive, view DeSantis. Quote, they are transactional and can smell a loser a mile away, unquote, the source told Rolling Stone. That's what it comes down to for the Murdochs, right? Money. It all comes down to the dollar sign, as Jack O'Neill once taught me. It's transactional. The Murdochs don't see making any money off of DeSantis because he's going down the tubes. Falzone writes that the Murdoch family's disenchantment with DeSantis has surfaced in recent weeks in what she described a, quote, marked shift for the Murdoch clan, unquote, that spilled into coverage of the Florida governor in several Murdoch-owned news outlets. The report notes that News Corp's editorial pages, traditionally friendly territory for DeSantis, have turned on him, noting that, quote, The New York Post editorial board, which once hailed DeSantis as the candidate who, quote, gives America the chance to move on from its punch-drunk stupor, unquote, has begun to look akin at DeSantis. Until recently, Fox News has been extremely friendly and safe territory for the Florida governor, with softball questions about his culture war crusades and other matters, Falzone writes. Since 2021, the network has been vital in building DeSantis' national name ID among conservatives, heralding him as a fast-rising political star and touting him as the future of the Trumpified right, unquote. But the sheen is off the lily here. And I think we talked about this weeks, if not months ago, with our friend Trigvi Olson. That DeSantis, those who know him know that he's just not built for retail politics. And Trump, whether you love him or hate him, he's built for it. He knows how to stir up a crowd. He knows how to use the right words, whether you agree with how he does it and what he says. But you can't argue with the fact that Trump knows how to stir up a crowd. Do you agree with Paul Ryan or do you agree with Donald Trump? That's the question. Because Paul Ryan has said that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Do you agree with Paul Ryan or do you agree with Donald Trump? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Go to the phones. Go to Stoughton here in Dane County. CJ, got a minute and a half before the break here. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. Paul Ryan was a never-Trumper. He was part of the problems, and he had to Trump had to swim upstream, not only against the Democrats, but some Republicans like Paul Ryan, who I've lost a lot of respect for. Trump left office with a 1.6 inflation and 6.8 GDP growth. What's the GDP growth right now, Todd? Are interest rates now?
I'm glad you brought this up because we're gonna talk about it in the next segment. But we're gonna talk about this in the next segment
because
you're setting it up perfectly. But I appreciate your forthright. Okay. That's something I really appreciate about you is that you do offer direct opinions. I think that's great. And so you're flatly stating you do not believe Paul Ryan. You believe you're with Donald Trump. Am I correct in that?
Well, almost.
All right. You got about 30 seconds to clarify.
President Trump. Had issues like Wisconsin, the ballot harvesting that went on in Madison, now proven unconstitutional, and the Democrats want to keep it. They don't want voter ID. Why is that, Todd? There are issues with the election.
Is there anything, do you believe that there's anything that Paul Ryan says that you can ever agree with?
Oh, yeah, I love Paul Ryan till I saw he believed the Russia collusion crap, and he fought against Trump. As a leader, I'm so disappointed in Paul Ryan. I've had dinner with Paul Ryan, a great supporter of Paul Ryan till he turned his back on facts. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want Trump to be president, and his leadership failed in Congress, partially because of his action.
All right, CJ, appreciate your take. Thanks for calling in, as always. Appreciate you listening on WMDX here in Dane County. CJ brings up a great point. We're going to talk about it next hour. Bidenomics. More numbers are in. Not going to want to miss it on the All Ball Show next on Civic Media.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.